It's Monday, May 18th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. Some companies are getting rid of hazard pay for essential workers, even as the dangers of working on the front lines persist. Many companies offered bonuses or pay bumps to compensate people for the risk of working at supermarkets and other crowded workplaces, but that is no longer the case. Kroger is walking back a $2 raise to employees. Target and Amazon are following suit later this month. Anders Mellin, reporter at Bloomberg News, joins us for why hero pay is going away.
Thanks for joining us, Anders.
Of course.
I wanted to talk about a lot of the essential employees that have been getting us through this pandemic so far. There's thousands of workers that for a long time they were being called heroes because they had to keep everything going while a lot of us were staying at home. So things like people working at supermarkets, hospitals, other crowded workplaces and warehouses, things like that. A lot of them were even getting extra pay, hazard pay or bonuses, things like that. But those things are starting to go away. In particular, Kroger this past weekend, they took away a $2 raise that they gave to store and warehouse workers. Target and Amazon are going to be doing the same later this month. Anders, tell us a little bit about this.
What's so interesting to me with this story is that it really brings to the fore that these workers that society clearly cannot function without, they're kind of stuck in these jobs with less than ideal conditions and with relatively low pay. It's not like we didn't know that before, but it's just become so much more pronounced now. And when these bonuses and pay increases were starting to be granted in March, then since I cover compensation, immediately got curious about what's going to happen when society starts opening up again, because it just seems to me that these were very temporary in nature, and it's really hard for companies to pare back somebody's pay when you've given it out to somebody in the first place. We've seen that in the past few weeks, and I think we'll continue to see it throughout this month, that there's a ton of outrage about this because people are asking the questions. You called me essential last week, and presumably I'm still essential now, and I'm still at risk of contracting the virus, but you're not giving me the same amount of money that you gave me last week. What's going on here?
And at the beginning of all this, these were the incentives for people to want to go to work. Obviously, everybody was very spooked about this and we're learning more every day, but this was very early when we knew very little about the disease and how it was spreading and how quickly and all. So these were these incentives. But right now, we're seeing what's happening with the economy. There's really no other choice but to keep working. And yeah, you're right. They're taking these things away from them at this point now.
We spoke to a few experts about this, and one of them made the point that when companies started granting these, it was because there were some people that needed to still be in the workplaces for things to go around, or they couldn't do their jobs from home, so they were granted extra money. But now others are coming back, so now you don't really have to offset them for coming in. And there is also the point that there's not a whole lot of other options out there. And many workers that I talked to for this story, they feel stuck between fearing for their lives and their family's health, but they can't really afford to lose their paychecks and health insurance because it's really hard to find another job now. So you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place in a really just horrific way. And that's just really tormenting to a lot of people. Yeah. And there's a lot of angst out there.
On the flip side of things, there's a lot of people that could probably make more money on unemployment with that $600 in extra supplemental pay that they're offering right now. I think that ends at the end of July, but there's still a lot of people that could probably make more money going that route than staying at their work, especially if they're going to be taking some of this pay away.
I've been getting reader emails about that over the past few days as well. There's a lot of frustration that there are people sitting at home, presumably, and making more money. But that's only really an option if workers actually get laid off by their companies. But if they choose to quit on their own volition, then you generally can't file for unemployment benefits. So you kind of, unless your company lays you off, then you're kind of stuck between either keep coming in or you quit on your own volition and you might be totally out of luck. So it's really not an easy position to be in.
What kind of comments have these companies such as Kroger, Amazon, and Target, who are kind of eliminating this type of pay, what kind of comments have they made about this so far?
They've said, just like what other retailers and restaurant companies and other really all other companies are saying, which is we're taking this very seriously and we are reinforcing security and safety precautions for workers and for customers, because if the economy is not going to come back unless people really feel safe. And this is something I think many companies are taking very seriously, which is good and necessary, of course. But then there's still the question that remains of, we saw how essential this cohort of workers were in the past few weeks and that society doesn't function without them. And many of them still are at the bottom or close to the bottom of the pay scale, if you look at it overall in the nation. And why is it supposed to be like that? Why can we not pay those people a little more?
And in the meantime, House Democrats unveiled a new coronavirus relief bill. I think that was clocking in at $3 trillion, but there's a big portion of that that will go to boost pay for essential workers. So there's other plans that are being worked on by the government, at least, to help in this arena.
The $3 trillion proposed bill is the latest, and it includes the $200 billion so-called Heroes Fund that is meant to help fund hazard pay for essential workers by as much as $13 per hour on top of what they already make. Problem is with this proposal, just as well as others that have been put forth in the past few weeks, that there's a lack of bipartisan willingness to push anything of this kind through. And at least among Republicans, there's a lot of hesitancy for the spending because there's already been a lot of spending, and there are many that are concerned about clearing additional stimulus bills that will increase the deficit even more.
Well, for now, it looks like hazard pay for essential workers could be going away. Who knows what will happen in the next few weeks, but just something to know about the workplace going on right now. Anders Mellin, reporter at Bloomberg News, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your daily coronavirus update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.